Now, we went through, I want to make a number of points about Mechtza Mechtza Kavod. Right. Okay. Mechtza Mechtza Kavod is a very simple idea, a very complicated idea. Let's just summarize what we've seen until now. It goes like this. There is a Havamin in the Gemara, Mechtza Mechtza Kavod. Gemara begins that way. Rava took it seriously. Abaye says, nothing. No. And then the Gemara puts this, Machloket Rav and Tana elsewhere. No. So we pass Mechtza Mechtza ain't a Gemara. We need 51%. There could be one of two interpretations of that. There's a shear of Rav, both in the Havamin and the Gemara and the Maskan. So which is the shear? Number one. Number two. What are we saying? Shchit is ruach kupua. No. Okay. Who says black and white the shchit is ruach kupua in Rishonim? Who says black and white it's not? Let's just take the scorecard and see how it works. Rashi, I showed you yesterday, said black and white. It is both in Kodshim and in Chulin. Shitas Kodshim and Chulin is Ruvah Kukula. What does Ruvah Kukula mean in Rashi's world? Ruvah Kukula in Rashi's world means that there's a mitzvah of Shrita. The mitzvah Chatchila is what? To shech the entire simon, one in an oaf and two in a behemoth. And the entire thing is a maisa shrita. If I do rov, the gabe, the heter, I say it's as if I did the entire thing. That's how Rashi understands it. Very, very clever. Now, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Behuda? Rabbi Yossi Behuda and Rabbanon have a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Behuda says, Ruach Kukula. Where is it? Says, Ruach Kukula. Fact is as follows. The moment I go rove, if I do a shchita ksheva, it continues. If I do a shchita psura, it stops. Now, I don't know whether Rashi makes a difference between shchita psula and non-shchita, whatever, but it stops there. That means if I do, that's Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. If I do two-thirds of a simon and I do a drasa, the last third of a simon, Yossi Yehuda says, what is the matya? The matya is a simon shochot. I have a simon shochot, I can't pass on after that. Comes along Rabbana and say, no. The matzah is the maitzah shchita. So the maitzah shchita continues. The whole thing is one long maitzah shchita. The maitzah shchita doesn't finish to the end. And that's why I showed you. A lot of people say, let's say, I'm two-thirds through the simonim, and I chopped the tail off, according to Rashi. I don't have a matter yet, so therefore the tail is Eva Menachai. According to the Rabban, how do we paskin in that machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Behuda and the Rabban? Teku. So, that is Rashi. Rashi also says something else. Where did Rashi come up with this idea from? He got it from Abaye. When Abaye tells tells Rava, it's Rav Hanira Leinayim. What is he telling Rava? Well, how do I know this? I know it from Trefer. Okay. And what does he say? That there are Shiurim and Trefer. Shiurim and Trefer, sometimes a Mashu, and sometimes a Rav. When it's a Rav, I need Rav Hanira Leinayim. Okay, so let's understand how Rashi understood when there's a Shiur of Rav and Trefer. How did Rashi understand it? Rashi and Daf Nun Amud Beis says how Ruvo Kakulo. So that tells me an amazing number of things. That Rashi, you have to keep your eyes and head open. That Dinei Treifas are not just biology and anatomy. No, they're halachas. Ruvo Kakulo doesn't tell anything about the anatomy and doesn't say anything. It's a halacha. Why? Definition of Ruvo Kakulo of Treif is no talamas. No talamas is a very vague idea. It's on the way. How much on the way? Which one's on the way? It's a halacha Shemot Smesina talked to me about. Okay? So it has halachic definitions. Which of that? And that's what Rashi says. Daf Nun Amud Beis. Ruvo Kakulo. Since it's Ruvo Kakulo, basically Abai said, according to Rashi, there is no din in Rov in the Torah. When we have Rov, it is Ruvo Kakulo. So you think there's a sheer Rov, and I need a Maisa Shrita Shechting Rov? No, there's no such thing as Rov. Whenever the Torah says Rov, it means Ruvo Kakulo. That's what it means. So Rashi is a very straight, at this point you should see Rashi in a total picture, is a very straightforward shita. Very straightforward shita. How all the kashas in Rashi, a lot of kashas in Rashi, how he deals with it. But his view of shita should come out with a lot of clarity. Now, then I showed you the Rashba. The Rashba says as follows. And how do we interpret the Rashba? The Rashba says, when the Gemara says, compares Tana to Shechita, that stays till the end. And I think that means it's a din whenever there is a din rov in the Torah. What is this din rov? Now, except when the Torah made an exception. Okay, so just look at now. Ruvo Kakulo is learned out. It's a Gemara in Noza. Ruvo Kakulo was learned out from Pasuk Bar Noza. The Gilach Hasosha Noza. It's Aloch. It's a binyanav. Okay. So, but then I have a halacha that says, Rov Echabo for Shnaim Behema. Now, what's the pshat in this halacha Moshe Mishinai? That the shear is rov, or the shear is kulo. So, could be this way, could be that way. Now, the Rashba is very different than Rashi. The Rashba says that there's no psul b'meir bas, because they're going to be tam. Now here we say, okay. So it could be she holds it just a sheer rov. That would be easy. Where did I run into a problem saying that? No, this entire way of going through sugya is keeping your mind open. It's a project discovery, I would say. Each time you see something else, you have to adjust it to what it is. So I have a Tosus. Tosus begins Evshalat Samsem E Evshalat Samsem. Okay. Tosus begins Evshalat Samsem or E Evshalat Samsem. So Tosus brings the Gemara in Becholos. Gemara in Becholos says what? Let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara in Becholos says that Bidei Odom Evshalat Samsem E Evshalat Samsem Machlokas Noyim Tanakam and Rabbi Losa. Okay. Unless I have other information, I would pass him like the comment says the Evshalat Samsem. Okay. Tosus says I have extra information. Mechza Mechza. Mechza Mechza in Shechita. Mechza Mechza in Mechitza Shabbos. That only makes sense if Evshalat Samsem. Let's just outline the Tosus. Then he runs into problems. Let's skip those problems for a second. Just focus on. Then he brings Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbi Shmaya, Shimon, Shmuel. Whatever it was a ration, and different people filled in the Rashi Tevas in a different way. Okay. So, E.F. Shalat Samsa. I. Why? It says you go 2 out of 3. Back to Sfax Rake. Okay. So, in Mechitza, I understand. What does Mechitza mean? Mechitza means there are two types of Mechitzas. It's 50-50. In Mechitza, there's no 49 and 51. There's 0, 50, and 100. You have 51, Ruba Kulo says 100. You have 49, Ruba Kulo says 0. But 50 is 50. Mechitzas, that's clear. Okay. So there's a mechitza of 50 and a mechitza of 100. Two different types. So either I have a parvitz, I have a mechitza of 50. I mean, it's two different types of mechitzas. So I have three logical possibilities. 0, 50, and 100. But there's a very big difference between a mechitza of omaka parvitz and a raw parvitz. Many differences. Now, there's something else happening. What else is happening? Shechita. There are three logical possibilities. What is happening here? Is he says, even if I say Mechza Mechza Kavov, but there's a two separate halachas in Shechita of Mechza of 50 and a 51. What's the difference between 50 and 51? If the shear is rove and 50 is rove, there's no difference. It could very well be. So then my thinking said, wait a second, I got a problem. I got a problem with this Rashba. Just show you my train of thought. How to think through a sugya. Maybe the Rashba holds, because he seems to be equating very often Shechita and Mechitzas, not like Tosus. Shechita and Mechitzas, so therefore I have to come to a conclusion, not have to come, may come to a conclusion, that Mechza Mechza, that there are two types of Shechita, 50 and 51. 51 is not a Shechita, 51 is not 51, 51 is 100. It's Ruach HaKubah. So then I began thinking, I made a promise to Rabbi Spiro, walked out. Okay. I made a promise to Rabbi Spiro that he asked me about Rabbi Tam. I said, I got confused, Rabbi Tam. I'm going to stop all phone calls Wednesday night and just think about Rabbi Tam, so I'll get it clear. I didn't do that. I put my head into the Rashi instead. Okay. On the way to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. I told my wife, no phone calls. That's it. I'm just... So I began thinking, where did we get this whole idea? I want to show you how I think, where my thinking goes in a sugya, how I get there. Not just random thought, this, that. I said, Abaye was talking about treifus. And from treifus he went to shechita. Is treifus rubel kukula? Treifus not rubel kukula. That was a jump I made. I said, Eureka. So I began checking around. I found Raj with a fine involved on the base. He's talking about Somas Hagidden. What is Somas Hagidden? Somas Hagidden are the ligaments that connect. And here it's big machlokes for showing which ligaments connect the top of the leg to the bottom of the leg, connect the bottom of the leg to the heel, whatever it is. But they're ligaments. Now, if you cut those ligaments, so the animal becomes a treifa. So I'm saying, it's a big problem in chickens today, Thomas again. Okay, so the Gemara has a thing. When you cut them, you go through rove, we have to cut the entire thing. The Rajman, the Ran, and then I jumped up because it's a Ran too. We'll see, that's very critical in my thinking. Say, what's the shaila? Rove in general in treifus is because of ruba kukulo. Question, is this an exception to the general rule or not? Oh, when I saw that Rashman, I saw that Ran, I said, wait one second. If the general rule of rove in treifus is rove because of Ruba Kukulo, what is Abaye talking about? Abaye is talking about the general rule and rove. I need rove near thy night. Oh, that sort of opened my eyes. I said, wow. See, some people don't get inspired, enlightened by ideas. I see a brand new idea, and then I go, wow. Afterwards, I found it hard to fall asleep because I kept thinking over my mind 30 different directions. I saw the Rashi, Daf Nun Amud Beis. Rashi's not talking about Somas Hagidden. Rashi's talking about the hernia, and I'm afraid the intestines are going to come out, and this can be very dangerous if the intestines spill out of the hernia. And if Rov HaBoso covers... if the flesh covers the intestines, so preventing the intestines from coming out, so then if rov habosa, why rov habosa? Rashi says ruba kukula. That means the intestines are covered. But again, all of this means that these are halachas. These are not. It's not dependent how dangerous and not dangerous. Ruba kukula, we learn out from those, it doesn't apply. So then I saw the Rashba and the Ran. Now, the Ran was very important, because how does the Ran interpret Shechita? Ran interprets Shechita how? Ruba Kukula. So where's the Ran coming? Now the Ran I understand perfectly now. But the Ran is different than the Rashba. The Ran says as follows. What did Abaye tell Rava when we talked about chiyus of an animal, because what does the Ran say in the question? Let's see the Ran and see where the Rashba. Just see how you think through things in a step-by-step manner, where they're coming from. The Ran says shechita is rubo kukulo. Says that very clearly. And his understanding is different than Rashi's rubo kukulo. So what does the Ran say? The Ran is saying, why did I say that? Because when we decided it's Rov HaNir El Einayim, we learned it out from Treifa, and Treifa is Ruba Kukuma. So, that's how it all works. And Treifa says what? And Treifa is the halachic definition of notalomas. So what do I say? When do I say that I shecht an animal that's no talamus? I shecht an animal that's no talamus only in the case of when I have a rubo kukulo. Shechting means making it a treifa. I can't shechting has to be a treifa. That's what Abaye answers Rava. You said it's a maisa shechita. I say making it a treifa. And treifa depends on Rova Nira Lava Ruba Kukula. It's all one. The Rashi says no. Rashi doesn't say it depends on Chiyus. It's a share in all roves in the Torah. Whenever the Torah gave a share of Rove, it's a Ruba Kukula. That's what they split. And it applies to all roves. Except when is there a share Rove that's not Rubo Kukula, when it's special halacha, Moshe Sinai in Mechitza and Sukkah, that says, this is a share Rov, that's not Rubo Kukula. We end up with that as the total Shitas HaRashba. Now, what? So I have a problem. The problem goes as well. Someone said, so what's the difference in Shechita, whether it is, fine. So Rabbi Vladimirsky, okay, a highly intelligent young Jewish man, so you tell me. You give up. Okay. So let's see how the Rashba understood Psul B'Miyad Basra. He said, he quotes Rashi, he says, goodbye Rashi, I don't like you. Then he goes, he says, I like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so let's read Rabbeinu Tam. The question is what is Chaloda? What is Chaloda? What Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the question? I went through the row for the corner. I slipped the knife in, and I go to the Rasha. Since it's a Siman Shochot, I have a question. Is that Chaloda, or that's not Chaloda? Wait a second. That only makes sense if what? 51. 50, it makes no sense. So if we would say that Merza Merza is Karov in Shechita, so if it would make a difference if I would say it's a 50 or it's a 51. Right? Elementary, my dear Watson. Okay. Very simple. The problem with this is you have to keep a lot of pieces of your mind simultaneously. And we'll see there are going to be very big differences between if I say it's Rubo Kukulo or not. It's very different ways with many different halachas. Different type of shechita. Here, the most obvious, so what did I do when I began? I began thinking, okay, what's the difference? So I said, okay, let's see what he does with Mi'ad Basra. Because the Rashi, what do you do with Mi'ad Basra? What do I do with Mi'ad Basra? I said, oh, wait a second. What do I do with Mi'ad Basra? Very simple. I said, oh, he's Rabbeinu Tam. Wait a second. Rabbeinu Tam, whole thing depends on the Siman Shochot. That I said, Ruach HaKulah. I didn't say Rubo Kukulo, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't get started. So that means, okay, very, very simple. We'll, as we'll keep going, we'll see a bunch of other differences. If it's if I would say, we don't say that, would I say 50 is a shechita, and I don't need Rubo Kukulo, and it's just a shirov, it's just a maisha shechita ba'almu, and the other, I don't need them. What is that? Rashi explains to me. I don't care whether the other side is shochot or not. I just have to do a maisha shechita. I don't pay attention to the other side. Okay. We'll have to see, but Rabbeinu Tam is critical. What's critical in understanding Rabbeinu Tam and Beit Basra? That the entire simon is shochot. It's physically there, but the entire simon is shochot. Rabbeinu Tam says it black and white. Okay. Now we have, okay. This is, now we're going to go, what I want now, we have all the pieces in place. Tosis can't hold this Rubo Kukulo. Why can't Tosis and Ram can't hold this Rubo Kukulo? How do I know Tosis and Ram can't hold this Rubo Kukulo? Because they say lechatchila, I have to shecht two simonim and an oaf. Rov echad is enough. Wait a second. Rov echad does not give me rubo kukulo and two. So something else is happening. Rashi can say that. Rashi is very clear on chavtes amid aleph. I'm saying when I'm saying rubo kukulo, why? Because in an oaf it's only one simon. That's it. But the Rambam and Tosis, how do I know Tosis agrees with the Rambam or not? Because Tosis Kash and Rashi. The Raisa have to do to Simona. Now, that is Legabe the Mitzvah, not Legabe the Heter. Okay. Sunday is another day, but I just want to give you the how the terrain looks. At this point, we have all the pieces in place. Should be able to work out everything. And I threw in a brand new thing. See what difference. I gave you one example where the Rashba within the Shechita is a Rashba is going to make the difference between Shechita of 50 and Shechita of 51. And then when we finish the whole thing, we're going to get back to Stam Kalim La B'nei Yom Aminu. I don't know whether you remember. At that time, I said, when we get to Sveikot, we'll get back there. And we'll understand this whole idea of Rov Tzadim when I say it. Now, not everyone agrees with Rov Tzadim. Rov Tzadim, Rabbi Shmaya agrees with. Fine. Shmaya, Rav Shim, whoever he was, he says it. Tosis and the Rashba reject it. They have a kasha from Egla Rufa. We'll have to understand that kasha. And Tosis himself gives a teretz to it, to the kasha. But this is, now we have all the pieces in the sugya. It's a fascinating sugya because it tells us, it sets up a better understanding of Shechita in general. One of the main reasons I wanted to work through that Tosis, besides it's a major Tosis, is a very simple reason. That will be the final piece in the puzzle of understanding how Shechita works. Have a wonderful Shabbos.